It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Gunter Lenz. I'm ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. And everybody talks about Windows 7 and the new features in the taskbar. So as a software developer, the question is, how easy is it for me to implement these features for my own applications? In these quick, less than 10-minute screencasts, I'll show you how really easy and how fast it is to implement those features using Visual Studio 2008. So let's get started, and I hope you enjoy the ride. In this first screencast, I want to talk a little bit about the progress bar. So how do we get to the APIs for Windows 7 taskbar? That is really the question that we have to solve here. So either you write native code, because the Windows 7 APIs are not exposed through the .NET framework as of now, or you actually need some little magic in between that wraps those native APIs, so you can easily access them through your managed code. So in that case, you can use C#, Iron, Python, any managed language for that matter that you want to use. This little magic actually is already available for you. It's called the Windows API Code Pack for Microsoft .NET Framework, and it's currently out in the version v0.85, as you can see here on this website. I include the link on the Channel 9 page and on my blog, so you can easily find it. I already downloaded this part, so it's ready to go for me. All the source code you can find on my blog or through the Channel 9 website. And it really will be a simple example that just shows how to use the progress bar, how to change the status, do all those little things in really less than 10 minutes. So let's get started. First of all, we need a new project. So I have a Visual Studio here, and I just say new project, and here I select a simple Windows Form application, and I just name this my progress demo, and I say create a new directory for this solution, and it does all the magic for me. Alright, so now we are ready to get started. First of all, what we need to add some references to this Windows API code pack. So what we say is, since I downloaded it already, we say add existing project. And there's a couple of projects in the API code pack, as you can see here. First of all, we need the core. The core is really all the main functionality that you need to work with the code pack to use your managed APIs to access the Windows 7 features. And the other one that we need is dealing more specifically with everything that has to do with the shell. And one of those things is the taskbar, and that's what we want to use. So I added those two projects into my solution. Now what I need to do is add some references. So I want to add the references to these projects that I just added for my demo. So let's do that. Okay, here we go. So we are basically now all ready and set to go to do that. We have a simple form. What we want to do is really change the status of our taskbar icon and show progress there. So to change the status and show progress, what we want to do is we have a little combo box basically that I want to use to change the status and then basically show this in my icons in the taskbar. So first I actually drag and drop a group box, which I then rename and say this is taskbar status. Just to make it a little bit pretty, it will be a simple example, but still we want to have a little bit prettiness. It will only show you the concepts really, and you will get it in 10 minutes, so you can go off and do your own thing with your own application very efficiently. Alright, and you can make it pretty, and you can use best practices, all those things. I leave that up to you. I just want to show you the basics here. Alright, the edit items, and we need different items. So the status that we can indicate is the no progress. If you look at my taskbar currently, there's none of the icons really shows a progress, so this would be no progress. You can also have indeterminate. That means I want to indicate in the taskbar that my program is doing something, but I really don't have any clue on how long it's going to take. But I want to still show progress so the user doesn't think I'm just hanging around there. Normal, this is the default basically. Error would be if something unexpected happens or if something bad happens. I want to indicate that so the user immediately sees, oops, oh, something happened there. Or I can indicate that something paused, like my execution paused for some reason or the user wanted to pause it. So I just want to indicate these. These are the options that I have. All right, we have that in here now, so let's make this a little bit smaller here so it looks a little bit neater. So all right, this looks really nice. Nice for a software developer, I guess. I'm not a user experience expert. And what we also need is actually update the status very frequently. So what we need is a timer here. So with this timer, basically progress timer, I call it. And it will be by default enabled. That means as soon as I run this application, this will run. And I say not in 100, but in 500 milliseconds, I want to have the intervals. So every now and then, this timer will go off, and I can actually do something, update the progress bar in this case. So what I need is a tick event here. So I just double-click on it, and I created the tick event handler. And I also want to get notified and do something if I change the selection in my combo box here. So now I added those two things and I can really get to the meat of my program. First, let's add some additional namespaces that I have to use. And these are the using Microsoft dot Windows API. And I should spell it right, that would help. Let's see if that works now. Windows API CodePack, that is what I need. So I just get this one, and then I use this to copy, so I don't have to type that much again. What I need is the shell here. Added the shell. And out of the shell, what I really want is the taskbar, actually. So we get the taskbar here, and in addition to that, I need the Win32 namespace. So I add the Win32 namespace. So now we are ready to go. Everything is fine, and we can start implementing the functionality. First of all, what I really need is a private member variable that keeps track of the progress in form of Windows Forms progress bar. So I add a private member variable here. Oops, I need to add it to the class, certainly. Okay, progress bar, and I just call it progress bar. Make it simple, and then this is new it up. All right, and here we have one of them. All right, so now we have something that keeps progress, that keeps the progress track of it. And now what I can do is actually what I want to do is in both cases when the tick event is called as well as if the selected index changed, I basically call a common method which I call update progress bar, which is really a private member here, and it doesn't return anything, and I call it update progress bar. No parameters in this case, and what I do here is only I say the taskbar, progress bar, and the current value, and this current value actually should be the progress bar value. So this is the value that I selected, so I want to kind of the value that I currently have, so I want to set these the same. Okay, we have this now here, so we can close this up. And now we can implement the two methods that are still the event handlers that I need to do. So first, if I change my selection and I want to change the status basically of the icon and of the taskbar here, then what I need to do is really first get the state. So the taskbar progress bar state is actually equal to whatever I have selected there. And to do that, I have a taskbar progress progress state, and I get this actually from an enum which I parse and is type of taskbar button progress state, and I get this from my string here which is coming from the combo box, and this is the selected item. The selected item that I have, and I get the string value for that. And now I basically have my selected item in the correct format. In addition to that, what I need is a little bit of logic. So if I indicate the status and the progress actually in my icon in the taskbar, then if I have an error, for example, usually I don't progress anymore because something really bad happened or something unexpected. So that means something went wrong and I usually can't proceed. So if that happens, or if the user pauses actually the execution, I want to really not show any progress, but rather just change the color with the progress that I currently have and indicate this new status. Also, if it's indeterminate basically, what I do is I don't show progress. It's a continuous flow, which we'll see. So we need a little bit of logic to support this, and to do that with a little if statements here. If taskbar the progress bar and the state actually that we have is this is equal to the taskbar button progress state normal, then everything is working just as we expected, and we can really continue and update the progress bar. In case of this, the timer could actually be not running, because you will see that I'll stop it in certain scenarios. So in case it's not running, I start the timer again, and then I basically check the status of this. Value, and I say if this value that we currently have in the progress bar is equal to or larger to the maximum, then I have to do something different. I have to reset the progress bar to start from scratch. So in this case, basically what happens is the progress bar proceeded already to 100%, and it shows in my icon as progress is basically finished and it's all done. But since I've changed the selection, in this case I want to start again, just to have an example really to show you how you can do that. Alright, so what I do is the progress bar dot value, and I set that to 0, and basically you start from scratch here again. In any case, what we need to do is we need to update the progress bar. So we do that here very easily. That's our helper function that we just created before. And we are good to go here. So what now is missing is actually the tick. Basically, if frequently, if I'm running, I want to show the indicator and I want to update the progress bar. So all I really have to do is here I say progress bar dot perform step. This will advance the progress bar by 1 basically. So I show progress, I continued. in a real programming your scenario, this would basically be driven by your business logic somewhere. And then I can say update progress bar to make this change visible. And that is really all I need to do. So at this point, I'm ready to compile. I'm ready to test this program. Let's see how it goes. All right, we compiled. That is good. And now we have the status bar. You see by default here, the progress is indicating and I have my preview here as it should be. And now I'm 100% done with this. So I'm finished with this task. Let's say I want to show that I'm indeterminate. That means I don't know how long it takes. So now you see it's a continuous flow of this little progress basically through the icon, and it doesn't really stop. It just shows, oops, I'm doing something. Let me continue doing it. Now I can say normal again. So I start from scratch again. And now, oops, an error happened. And you see that the progress bar now actually changed into red. So we did that. You can also indicate the paused item here. And what actually happened here is that even so I actually progressed here, and you see I said error, what should have happened is actually the progress should stop at that point when I change to error, because if I have an error I usually can't progress. So what I need to do is here add additional logic to my selected index changed here, to my combo box selection, and I say simply else progress timer, and I stop this thing, indicating that if I'm not running normal, I don't want to update the progress bar anymore. In this case, just stay there and change the status. All right, and let's see if that does the trick. So we have the progress bar, and now we say error, oops, and yep, indeed, we actually stopped here, indicate in red, it's an error. And we can now say, let's say I do something programmatically to recover and or I start again. I can say normal and I'll continue up to the end. So this really works now very nicely. I can say indeterminate, no progress, shows no progress at all. You can see there's no color, nothing really animated there. I say normal again, continue, and I say paused. Same thing if paused, if I'm paused, now I indicate I'm a little bit this yellowish grayish color. Say, okay, I'm in pause status. And this is really all that I wanted to show. You have the example. This was the screencast for today. I hope you found it helpful. And if you have any ideas, suggestions, or comments, please let me know. Send me email or leave comments on one of my blogs. And hope to see you soon. Thank you very much and bye-bye.